Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Sinus Micro Robots, plus Scrapes and Bruises and Tom's Pool. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It's the most outrageous video ever because it features real girls. And not just any real girls, but real girls on video going,
woo!
Oh, yeah. Just the way you love them. Real girls on video going,
woo!
All kinds of real girls on video going,
woo!
All across America. Real girls on video going,
woo!
Features real girls. And each copy of Real Girls on Video going features a group of loser drunk guys going, that's right. You get Real Girls on Video going and loser drunk guys going, and hey, act now and you'll receive at half price Real Girls on Video going, that's Real Girls on Video going. And the bonus tape, Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And the drunk loser guys going,
woo-hoo!
But wait, order now, and Frigaball Video will throw in Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And
woo-hoo!
That's Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And
woo-hoo!
And all complete with loser drunk guys going,
yeah!
Order now!
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hello, Josh Arnold.
Chick, does the name Howie Felter Snatch make you laugh?
Yes. Yes, it does. I like Peter Gozinia.
Make me laugh.
Now, what? I forget.
I told you
which,
I lost.
Which TED talk? Which TED talk did Howie Felter Snatch do? I forget.
As you know, I watch a lot of C-SPAN, and
I see
they were discussing such things.
When I was a kid, I lost my mind the first time I heard the Pittsburgh Feelers. I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Chick. I'm doing just fine. We have a couple things in the news to make me angry.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah?
But first, I think you'd picked out something, Christy. Wasn't it like nose? What was it again?
Oh, tiny nose robots? You want to hear about that?
I hope they're tiny.
Are these like nanorobots that'll pick your nose for you?
Scientists say swarms.
Sorry.
If you would let me finish.
For God's sakes, answer him. Okay.
Swarms of tiny robots inserted into your nose could one day be used to clear sinus infections.
No kidding.
The micro robots, which are a fraction of the width of a human hair, are injected into the sinus cavity and are then guided to their target by electromagneticism. They can heat up to begin chemical reactions that wipe out bacterial infections.
They're tiny.
The tiny robots.
The ones that they're going to use for the robotic colonics are a lot bigger.
A lot bigger? Oh, no.
And a lot braver.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, constipation, a thing of the past in the future. You won't be, when you get clogged up, you just shove the robots in and they go do their stuff.
Mm. The tiny robots were successfully inserted.
Well, Mr. Spacely, this wasn't what I had in mind.
Were successfully inserted into animals during preclinical trials, and researchers believe they could be in clinical use within 10 years.
That's craziness.
Yeah.
It's not if I have anything to say about it.
Oh, man.
But what was the movie? Was it Fantastic Voyage where they they shrink the...
Wasn't Donald Pleasance in that?
Yes, the poor guy gets amoeba'd.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
It does not go well.
For some, yeah. And Inner Space, too, where Martin Short is shrunk down and put... I'm sorry, Dennis Quaid is shrunk down and put into Martin Short's body.
Oh,
he has to travel around.
Really?
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Oh, yeah?
That's good.
Isn't that where he met Meg Ryan or something?
It is.
That's what I thought.
I think.
Yeah.
Just published in the journal Menopause, a new study suggests that having more sex may reduce pain during menopause.
Says male doctors everywhere.
By the way.
Says every man over 40.
The fact that there's a magazine, Menopause Monthly.
Nothing to laugh at, my friend.
No, but I mean, can you imagine the postman delivering that? I was in the cover this week. Oprah again.
Researchers studied nearly 1,000 women aged 40 to 79.
Can you imagine?
Confirmed that the number of women having regular sexual activity decreased significantly with age.
Well,
yeah,
because they don't look as good.
Thank you, Josh.
Whoa. They noted, however, that orgasm and satisfaction.
And now, Josh Arnold angers America.
Did not change with age.
Bring a 22-year-old in here and a 71-year-old. Who are you banging?
You leave it up to them, right? Yeah.
I'd bang a 24-year-old guy before I'd bang a 71-year-old woman.
Well, I think we've...
Boy, you are walking a thin line, my friend.
I hope we have that recorded. I want to send that to Josh 10 years to the day from right now.
If it's not clear that I'm being an absolute idiot.
Women who engaged in regular sexual activity limited... Vulvar pain? I've never even heard that
vulvar
word.
Vulvar pain.
V-U-L-V-A-R.
That sounds like something from a Star
like
Trek.
Planet.
I am planet vulvar.
So I have a question.
Wouldn't it be vulva pain? I can't.
Yeah, maybe it may be a typo.
That must be a typo.
So
irritation and dryness.
So I'm sorry, I've lost my place here. So they're suggesting that women, postmenopausal women, should have more sex.
Or if you're going through menopause, you should be having sex. Yes.
To alleviate the discomfort of menopause.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
Well, this is good. I mean, I look, I know I've had friends and I remember being younger and friends' moms going through it. And it just seeming like a really tough.
Really hot, wasn't it?
No.
The name of the quarterly, whatever it was?
Menopause.
That's just the name of the magazine.
Yeah.
Menopause Quarterly.
Just call it Menopause.
If it comes late, does it mean you're pregnant?
That's Menstruation Magazine.
Menstruation Magazine.
They understand the confusion.
Yeah. It's like People and Us.
Right, they're exactly.
It's the same magazine, but just slightly slightly different. So.
Oh, just wait. Your time's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you find that to be an issue with you?
I did not.
Okay.
But I'm on hormone replacement therapy, so I don't have those issues.
Hey, Josh, you know how to make a hormone?
No, how?
Don't pay her.
The classic.
But it's not for everybody. Check with your doctor. I am not advocating. Hey, new research reveals just how injury-prone we Americans are. Conducted on behalf of Curard, C-U-R-A-D.
Curad, right?
What's Curad? Oh, the Band-Aid people? Oh. The Talker Research Survey of 2,000 adults found that the average American gets a surprising 35 scrapes and bruises each year.
Aha, ergo Curad.
Curad. I'm a Band-Aid.
You're loyal to Band-Aid?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know this brand.
Go suck it, Cure Ed.
Is that the green one? Is it in a green label?
It's what we have here, I think. Yeah. I was like, oh, Griswold can't spring for the brand name.
I thought it was a cruise line.
So,
35. I get 35 bruises a week.
So it says the average American gets 35, what is it, cuts?
Scrapes and bruises each year.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than half of those polled said they are more likely to get hurt in the summer. Well, it's because you're outside doing more stuff. Top causes are distraction, 35%, clumsiness, 20%.
I don't buy this at all. That
and
people
kitchen are, mishaps.
That people are clumsier in the summer. That just doesn't make... Sorry.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't make much
right?
sense to me.
I wonder, is there a correlation between people walking and staring at their phones?
More than 80%, Tom, said they have had near miss while being distracted on their phone.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yes.
That makes sense to me.
Yep.
And about half of the parents surveyed said their child is even more accident prone than they are.
Have you run into something while looking at your phone?
Yeah, there was a famous video in the early days.
The fountain? Are you talking about the fountain?
Yeah, the guy, and he sued. The guy's walking, staring at his phone.
I sure hope he didn't win. He probably did. No one. Yeah.
And he walked right into a fountain and fell in.
Bet he did.
Yeah, that's a great video. There are a few of those.
But. Isn't there one where a guy falls down a massive set of stairs in like some big public plaza?
Oh, gosh.
I ran into one of those big Target red balls while talking on the phone. Really? I'm sorry, while looking at my phone. Mm. And that was the day I stopped looking at my phone while walking. Yeah.
So more stub toes caused by Instagram these days.
Yes.
The Target red balls are not decorative.
No, they don't, not a lot of give.
No. They're there for a reason.
Are those made of concrete?
Yes.
Yeah, and don't look up why they're
I shinned it good. Yeah. Boy.
Tom, you've had to have run into something looking at your phone.
Oh, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
Other than other drivers, I'm guessing.
I haven't run into any other automobiles recently.
No, recently. Just,
I clonked my head
twice
over the weekend like an idiot.
On?
Well, I make a mention of this. Hart spilled nail polish.
On stone?
On a beautiful stone
I hope she's
bathroom
grounded.
Floor.
Did you ground her? Going to do it again.
So yep. I'm up
to become her thing.
I'm up there. I went over to Target, funny enough, and I bought what's this stuff called? Acetone.
Yes.
The nail polish remover.
Yes. You went tone, not Tate, huh?
Yeah. And
There are both, but right. One's different.
By the way, I want to thank the guy that someone sent me a really good tip because I had trouble getting it off for the first
time. That's not a surprise. Yeah, anyone listening?
What are those Mr. Clean
Magic Erasers?
Magic Erasers.
Those are alien technology, I'm convinced.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. That actually, but in any event, I'm down on my knees doing this thing.
Yeah, you are.
Someone comes up from behind.
Oh, yeah.
And opens the drawer on the vanity in the bathroom.
By drawer, you mean beehole.
I didn't notice it. And I stand up right out of a Three Stooges episode. Clonk.
Yeah, that hurts.
Why didn't they shut the drawer?
I was so angry.
I bet.
The expletives immediately started.
and it cut your head, you said?
Yeah, I was really upset.
It used to, when I had hair, there was a time where I would hit my head, no bleeding. Now that I'm essentially bald, a lot of bleeding when I hit my head.
Nothing really? Bleeds like a head wound.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's your turn. Once again, thanks for joining us. We are in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, and this is the Bob and Tom Show. We have heads bleeding, and we've decided
menopause and
band-aids.
Cure-Ad band-aids. Yeah.
Sorry, Cure-Ad people. I'm sorry. I wasn't familiar with your product. Brand loyal, I guess.
Yeah, but I always ask for a band-aid. It's one of like,
sure.
it's like Kleenex.
And if there's any other product that there's such a difference between. The number one brand and anything else, I can't think of one that's.
Q-tip is.
I think Q-tip. Yeah.
Bigger
Q-tip.
Difference than Band-Aid.
But yeah. I agree with you. I think
any
I think
other
the margin is huge.
Hotels have those off-brand Q-tips.
Oh, they're like sticks in your ear.
You know, they're golf pencils.
Yeah.
See, I disagree. To me, they're like loose noodles. They're not stiff enough at all.
Oh.
Hmm.
Q-tip is the only one that has the correct amount of stiffness.
You're really getting in there.
Oh, I go for brain.
You're not supposed to put them in your
that.
Ear, though. It says it right on the box.
I mean, that's just because some
idiot. Is there
idiot.
A bigger lie in America?
Yeah. That's what we were saying.
Don't put these in your ear. Okay, I won't.
I was talking to Asuke about this. We got a couple of pool rafts. You know, they have the big pillow in the back. It's like
you have
to blow it.
And they're pool rafts as opposed to the land rafts.
Well, that's the difference, Josh. They float.
You got the raft to float.
I'm just thankful that's all the explanation we got. Because I thought we were going down.
I'll take a picture of it.
Down the river. The pool raft, of course.
A floating one.
There
was reason for me to expand upon it.
In multicolors.
You members of the illiterati will understand in a matter of moments.
They are a verbose bunch, your group, aren't they?
The backside of them, the entire backside.
Yeah.
It's like 5 inches by 30 inches is disclaimer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is not a life-saving device, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
A lot of blah, blah, blah.
There's a lot of lawyering going on in the business of making a life raft.
It's a float. Not a life raft.
Yeah, I know. See what happens there. Now I'm going to get sued. I'll take a picture. It's unbelievable.
We want to see your raft.
See it.
Yeah, have us over for a pool party. Come on.
All right.
That's interesting. Happen. He didn't say, hey, come on over.
Right.
He said, I'll send you a picture of my raft.
We're never going to be invited to his house, ever.
Have a work swim party.
I've talked to the guy about getting a filtration system so after you leave we can have the water replaced.
That's what he thinks of us.
Is that right? Josh has very oily skin and tough skin.
Is that right?
He'll want something to
filter out the oyster crackers or whatever it is.
5% diarrhea.
Yes. No, Tom's not wrong. I can swim in his pool. I'm diarrheaing in it.
I don't care about diarrhea or not. I'm moving in that
prepping
pool.
Prepping with brooms. what's coming up in the news?
Do you have a hot tub also, Tom?
No. I hate those.
Oh, okay.
Hates hot tubs.
Your pool doesn't have a hot tub built into it? Like
just a simple rectangular pool.
That's great.
Simple.
Diving board?
No.
Pool house.
Oh, God, no.
Slide?
You have a slide?
No, although we did try to set up a slip and slide. I told you we got an off-brand slip and slide, which apparently was made of sandpaper.
Why do you need a slip and slide if you've got a pool?
Because
they're different. They're fun.
They're little kids. They get sick of swimming and they want to do tricks and they want to run up to the pool and slide 30 feet.
Are girls as dumb as guys? Because if this were the case for my brothers, we would try to figure it out where we could slip and slide into the pool.
Of course. Right. Well, that's what we did all weekend.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we took.
How did you slip and slide on concrete?
We had a.
Very painfully.
We have grass leading up to the pool and there's only like a foot of stone.
Oh, nice.
We don't have what they call hard, what do they call it? Hard space or hard something?
Mm. I don't know. What do they call it?
Penis? Is that what it's called? The conversation?
We were talking about something else. We took a big gym mat.
Oh, okay.
And I just sat there with a hose spraying
now
it down.
Now, walk me through gym mat. What are those? I'm not keeping up.
You know.
So I know.
It worked. But I'm in the market for a decent slip and slide. But
well, the Whammo people, it starts
when I was a kid, and it began. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A Crocodile Mile was also great.
They were out of them, and we got some off-brand.
Don't you guys cut up garbage bags?
No, we never did that.
Dishwasher lotion on them?
Oh, gosh, that's got to work great.
You got to go 3 mil on the garbage bag.
But you're better off getting a giant thing of Viscreen. But you're right. We did. My pool is now full of soap.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah.
You take that spray. Whatever it's called, Dawn.
Yeah.
And that helped too. But I just stood there with the sprinkler thing on them.
So now you have bubbles in your pool? That's cool. You have a foam party now.
Well, that'll counteract the diarrhea though when Josh goes swimming.
I can't wait.
Right now, I want to say.
I might go off the diving board.
He doesn't have a diving board.
That's right. Over the edge. I don't care. I want everyone to see me.
I think to get a diving board, I think the insurance is $500,000 a year.
Oh, I see.
That seems unreasonable.
Yeah.
You have to have, if you do have one, you've got to have, the pool has to be like 16 feet deep or something.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's got to be a
grass. Yeah. Have you noticed every hotel on Earth has taken out the diving boards?
Yeah, now you have to get a diving board that's grandfathered in, I think, that comes with the house that you're buying.
I wouldn't want one.
Mm.
No.
Well, you don't like fun?
No, I like fun, but I don't like...
Well, you know, the diving board, what they call them nowadays, the Widowmaker.
You have the Lou Gaines 3000?
Yeah, my lawyer's on vacation this week, so it's a good time not to have a diving board.
We're all alive.
Yeah, true.
Well...
What?
I never learned how to
dive. I got a buddy.
Really?
Never did. Never learned how to dive.
Oh, wow. I can teach you.
No, nope. I'm not a diver either. But nobody wants to see a fat guy dive.
Yeah, they
want
to think, that's what I
cannibal.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I wrestled with. Yeah.
Right.
But so, I can teach you how to dive. It's real easy.
I'd have to come to your house.
Okay, I will teach you. It's very simple. You get down in a little ball and grip your knees like this, and just put your head down, and I push you, and pretty soon you'll be diving 10 minutes later. It's a very easy trick.
This doesn't involve a burlap sack at all, does it?
No. Oh,
and a concrete block on your feet.
The thing is,
all right, what are you tying around my feet, Tom?
The key to this, chick, is when I teach you how to dive, you cannot wear a bathing suit.
Oh.
What?
Hey.
Now you've gone into some kind of weird...
You let Big Daddy talk how he talks. I like it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.